This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Colleen Eichmeier and William S. Love, Plaintiffs Appellants versus Granite Springs Home Owners Association, Inc. A Missouri not-for-profit corp is defendant respondent decided May 13, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. One in division Colleen Eichmeier and William S. Love, Plaintiffs Appellants, v. No. SD38515. Granite Springs Homeowners, filed May 13, 2025, Association, INC, a Missouri not-for-profit corp, defendant respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Daniel R. Wichmer affirmed. This appeal of a declaratory judgment requires us to determine whether a recently enacted statute bars the enforcement of an existing subdivision covenant. In what appears to be a case of first impression, the Circuit Court declared that the statute at issue only applies prospectively, and therefore the statute could not prohibit the enforcement of the pre-existing covenant. Finding no error in that declaration of law, we affirm. 2. Background. In 2003, the Granite Springs subdivision, was platted by a land developer, and developer filed a Master Declaration of Covenants, Conditions, and Restrictions, the CCR, that controlled the design and construction of homes within subdivision. Article the 3rd, Section 4J of the CCR, titled Antennae, Satellite Dish, Solar Panels, and Poles, provides, no television, radio, citizen's band, shortwave, or other antenna, nor any satellite dish greater than 18 in diameter, solar panel, clothesline, or pole, or other unsightly projection shall be attached to the exterior of any residence or erected on any lot, emphasis added. In 2022, Colleen Eichmeier and William S. Love, plaintiffs, purchased a lot in subdivision. Shortly thereafter, plaintiffs began to build a home on the lot. The parties agree that the CCR was in effect when plaintiffs purchased their lot and began constructing their home, and plaintiffs were aware of the provisions set forth in the CCR. The parties also agree that Section 4J of the CCR prohibits the installation of solar panels upon plaintiff's lot or home, the solar ban covenant. Plaintiff's claim on appeal is that the enactment of Section 442.404.3, the statute, allows plaintiffs to install solar panels on their home despite the existence of the solar ban covenant. The statute was signed by the governor in August 2022, and the legislature expressly stated that the new law would become effective on January 1st, 2023. The statute provides, 1. No deed restrictions, covenants, or similar binding agreements running with the land shall limit or prohibit, or have the effect of limiting or prohibiting, the installation of solar panels or solar collectors on the rooftop of any property or structure. 2. A homeowners association may adopt reasonable rules, subject to any applicable statutes or ordinances, regarding the placement of solar 3 panels or solar collectors to the extent that those rules do not prevent the installation of the device, impair the functioning of the device, restrict the use of the device, or adversely affect the cost or efficiency of the device. 3. The provisions of this subsection shall apply only with regard to rooftops that are owned, controlled, and maintained by the owner of the individual property or structure. In 2023, plaintiffs sued the Granite Springs Homeowners Association, a nonprofit corporation, defendant, after defendant rejected, based upon the solar ban covenant, plaintiff's request to install solar panels on their home's roof. Plaintiff's petition sought a declaration that the solar ban covenant violated the statute by prohibiting or having the effect of prohibiting the installation of solar panels on plaintiff's roof. Plaintiffs also sought a permanent injunction that would prohibit defendant from enforcing the solar ban covenant. 1. Following a bench trial, the Circuit Court entered its final judgment in favor of defendant, declaring that the solar ban covenant is not ambiguous, and created a clear prohibition of solar panels within subdivision. The Circuit Court also rejected plaintiff's claim that the statute is purely procedural and thereby may be applied retroactively. Instead, the Circuit Court concluded that the statute was substantive, which meant that plaintiffs had failed to overcome the presumption that a substantive statutory provision operates only prospectively. 2. Finally, the Circuit Court found neither express language. 1. Plaintiff's prior request for a preliminary injunction was denied by the Circuit Court after a hearing. 2. The ruling was consistent with defendants Prima.